would you describe how it's different to play Vic than it is to play other quarterbacks?
The element of extending plays. He extends plays very well, and that's the element of conditioning that you sometimes, hey, you don't know how you can respond to until you're in it. So, you know, he extends plays very well. That's what he does. That's one of his strengths. And that's something that we're going to have to, you know, have at the top of our mind going into this game this Sunday.
How many times have you faced him?
Well, you know, I practiced against him for 2 years.
Yeah, I know you did
but
that,
in a live
game.
In terms of games. Nah, this will be my first time in a live game playing against him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you feel that?
Challenge for us. Good challenge for our secondary. Good measuring stick.
From practicing against them all those times, do you have a pretty good feel for what you need, at least need to keep in mind as opposed to what you might have to do?
I mean, yeah, I know he's a good player, and I know what he, you know, I know that he threatens the defense in so many ways, and you know, he's just a good player, all around athlete, and he gives you a lot of problems, and you know, you have to be very disciplined to be successful against him. So, you know. We prepare accordingly, and, you know, we'll be ready for Sunday.
What does this matchup mean to you, first time facing the Eagles in the regular season since you came here?
Nothing for real. You know, every game's the same as far as competition and as far as being productive as a player. I mean, you go into every game, you want to play your best. This game is no different. You know, professional sports feelings is, you know, personal feelings, really. It's not really a factor. You know, you got to go in and be productive, whether it's Philly, whoever the case may be, conference play. Same thing, so it'll be another game where it's business as usual for me.
And you said you had a knee and ankle on the same play.
Yeah. So, yeah. I feel good, though.
Okay.
Feel good. Feel good.
Oh,
no doubt. I mean, it's always good because you just don't know. You know what I mean? It's always a conditioning thing. You don't really know how your legs are going to be up under you. So, just to get out there and, you know, see how your legs feel, I feel really good. I'm very confident moving forward. I really am. So, you know, I just took advantage of that time just to, you know, mental. You know, that was a whole mental period for me. You know, I couldn't do anything physically. It just gave me a time to just assess myself, analyze myself, look at myself, seeing what I need to correct. Just as a player, learn from other people's mistakes, and just sit back and watch and become better as a student of the game. You know, I took advantage of that. So that's what I did.
How much better do you feel now after having that mental time to
analyze? I feel really good. I just got to catch my body with my mind. You know what I mean? So I'll be there. You know.
Were you relieved to be back, confident you're going to be able to go week
yeah, that's
one
the thing.
After what happened?
No doubt about it. I mean, it's all mental. Injuries like this, you know, you come back, these violent injuries, it's mental when you get back on the field. You know, is that confident, moving with confidence, competing with confidence, you know, thinking about the play instead of your body. Those are the biggest hurdles that players face when they come back, you know, not thinking about their body but thinking about that play. So I think I overcame that today.